Kid Craddock Morning Show. Morning Show.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
X-Men Days of Future Past won the box office, taking in $111 million over the Memorial Day weekend. Second place went to Godzilla, followed by Adam Sandler's Blended.
Number four.
Taylor Swift's been forced to cancel her sold-out concert in Bangkok after the nation came under military rule last week. The promoter announced that while it was a difficult decision, Taylor's concert in Thailand was canceled due to recent events there. She tweeted her love and sadness to her fans.
Number three.
After headlining a music festival in El Paso Saturday, Wiz Khalifa headed to the airport to catch a flight to Dallas, but he got stopped by TSA. They popped him for 0.5 grams of weed. Wiz didn't take it too seriously, posting a couple of jail selfies before posting his $300 bail.
Number two.
David Schwimmer helped police officers solve a stabbing. It happened right next to his $4 million home in New York's East Village yesterday morning. Apparently, it was a robbery gone wrong, and David's security cameras caught enough of the altercation to help police find the robber. Ashton Kutcher, a good Samaritan, saw some stranded motorists in the Hollywood Hills, dropped his pregnant fiance, Mila Kunis, off at home, and then came back to give them a jump.
Number one.
Justin Bieber's rubbing it in Selena Gomez's face at this point, openly flirting with 18-year-old recent high school graduate Yovana Ventura, posting a picture of her and captioning it, "I see you in that Dolce dress. Glad you had fun. Smiley face. Get a room already." Well, Justin may not have eyes only for Yo. He recently spent time on a yacht in Monaco with Cody Simpson's ex, Gigi Hadid. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.